Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sarabjit Kaur. The headlines. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says India will continue to work to bring perpetrators of Pahalgam terror attack to justice. India urges Bangladesh not to demolish ancestral property of noted filmmaker Satyajit Ray, offers help to preserve iconic building. UIDAI asks parents and guardians to complete mandatory biometric update for children aged 7 and above. Russia downplays Trump's threat to impose 100% tariffs, says Moscow is well equipped to withstand additional sanctions. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rain at isolated places in several states, including Jharkhand, Odisha, Bihar, today. And Indian hockey player Deepika bags Polygrass Magic Skill Award 2024-25. And now the news in detail. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said the terrorist attack in Pahalgam was deliberately conducted to undermine Jammu and Kashmir's tourism economy and sow a religious divide. Speaking at the SCO Council of Foreign Ministers meeting at Tianjin in China last evening, Dr. Jaishankar called for an uncompromising position on the issues of terrorism, separatism and extremism. Recalling the strong condemnation of the April 22nd attack by UN Security Council, the minister emphasized the need to hold perpetrators, organizers, financiers and sponsors of this reprehensible act of terrorism accountable. He also stressed that India would continue to work to bring the perpetrators of the JNK attack to justice. Highlighting the current disorder in the international system, Dr. Jaishankar said, economic instability is on the rise. He said India has taken several initiatives in the SCO in domains ranging from startup and innovation to traditional medicine and digital public infrastructure. He stressed that deepening collaboration within the SCO requires more trade, investment and exchanges. New Delhi has called on Dhaka to reconsider its decision to demolish the ancestral property of noted filmmaker Satyajit Ray. India also offered help to preserve the iconic building as it symbolizes Bangla cultural renaissance. Describing the move to demolish the landmark building in Mianmensingh as a matter of profound regret, India urged Bangladesh to convert it into a museum symbolizing shared culture of the two countries. It also pledged to extend cooperation for it. The iconic and landmark building belonged to Satyajit Ray's grandfather and renowned literary Upendra Kishore Ray Chaudhary. The property, presently owned by the Bangladesh government, is in a state of disrepair. The reaction of Ministry of External Affairs MEA came following reports that the building is set to be demolished by Bangladeshi authorities. The Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, has urged parents and guardians to complete mandatory biometric update for children aged 7 and above. In a statement, UIDAI has emphasized the importance of completing the mandatory biometric update for children who have reached the age of 7 but have not yet updated their biometrics in Aadhaar. More details from our correspondent.
The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology said that under the current guidelines, a child below 5 years of age does not have to provide fingerprints or iris scans due to developmental reasons. It added that once the child turns 5, these biometrics must be updated and the process is free of charge if completed between the ages of 5 and 7. As per existing rules, if the mandatory biometric update is not completed even after 7 years of age, the Aadhaar number may be deactivated. UIDAI has started sending SMS messages to the mobile numbers registered in the Aadhaar of such children for completing the mandatory biometric update exercise. With Akshit's report, Manik Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Health Ministry has rejected the media reports which claim that the Ministry has directed to issue warning labels on food products such as samosa, jalebi and laddu. In a statement, the Ministry said, these media reports are misleading, incorrect and baseless. It said the ministry had separately issued an advisory, which is an initiative towards making healthier choices at workplaces. It advises about display of boards in various workplaces, such as lobbies, canteens, cafeterias, meeting rooms, to raise awareness on harmful consumption of hidden fats and excess sugar in various food items. Minister of State for Road Transport and Highways and Corporate Affairs, Harsh Malhotra, has announced that 22 more wayside amenities, WSAs, will be developed across Telangana state. He inspected a WSA near Mandamari Toll Plaza in Kumaram Bhim, Asifabad district yesterday. The minister said the National Highway Authority of India is currently developing these facilities with essential amenities like fuel stations, EV charging points, clean toilets, drinking water, parking areas, eateries and dormitories for truck drivers.
जो देश के अंदर 117 एस्पिरेशनल डिस्ट्रिक्ट्स हैं जिनमें डेवलपमेंट की बहुत ज्यादा आवश्यकता है उसके लिए प्रधानमंत्री जी के मंत्रिमंडल में से सभी मंत्रियों को एस्पिरेशनल डिस्ट्रिक्ट्स में जाना चाहिए ऐसा प्रधानमंत्री जी की आज्ञा के अनुसार मैं यहां पर आया हूं इस डिस्ट्रिक्ट में बच्चों के पढ़ने के लिए स्कूल मेडिकल फैसिलिटीज और जो हमारे ट्राइब्स हैं उनकी जो फैसिलिटीज हैं सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट के द्वारा उनके जीवन में मूलभूत परिवर्तन करने के लिए हम यहां पर विजिट के लिए आए हैं
The Supreme Court has expressed concern about political parties using regionalism and religion to gain votes, calling it as dangerous as it promotes communal divide in society. A bench of Justices Suryakant and Joy Malia Bagchi said that such practices threaten the unity and integrity of India. The remarks came while rejecting a plea to cancel the registration of the All India Majlis-e-Ittehadul Muslimin AIMIM. The court said it would not target one party when many are guilty of similar conduct. It advised the petitioner to file a broader case focused on electoral reforms instead of singling out AIMIM. It clarified that while promoting religion in general is not illegal, but seeking votes based on religion or caste violates election rules and can lead to disqualification. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the morning news. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has downplayed US President Donald Trump's threat to impose 100% tariffs on Russia and its allies, asserting that Moscow is well equipped to withstand additional sanctions. Addressing a press conference after the meeting of the Foreign Ministers Council of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, meeting in Tianjin, Lavrov underlined that Russia is already under an unprecedented number of sanctions and expressed confidence in the nation's ability to cope with any new burdens. His remarks came after the US President Donald Trump announced plans to impose secondary tariffs of up to 100% on Russia if it does not agree to a deal to end the Ukraine war within 50 days. India has strongly reiterated its commitment to ensuring justice for crimes committed against UN peacekeepers, calling accountability a strategic necessity for the success of global peacekeeping missions. Speaking at a high-level UN meeting of the Group of Friends, GOF, for promoting accountability, India's permanent representative to the UN, Ambassador P. Harish, said, "Peacekeepers face serious threats while serving in dangerous areas, yet most crimes against them go unpunished." He stressed that this lack of accountability undermines international peace efforts. India, the largest contributor of troops to UN missions, has sent over 3 lakh peacekeepers in the past 70 years, with 182 losing their lives. The Indian embassy in Iran has urged Indian nationals to avoid non-essential travel to Iran. The travel advisory has been issued amid rising security concerns in the region over the past several weeks. In a social media post, the embassy advised Indian nationals to carefully consider the evolving situation before undertaking non-essential travel to Iran. It also advised to continue to monitor the latest regional developments and follow updated advisories issued by the Indian authorities. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue over Rajasthan, East and adjoining central India during the next 2 to 3 days. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani News, senior IMD scientist Dr. R.K. Jenamani said that heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely at isolated places over Jharkhand, Bihar and Orissa. He added that an orange colour warning has been issued in South Bihar and Jharkhand.
The depression over northwest Rajasthan still lay over the same region in the morning of today, 16th July, and it is close to Ganganagar, south of Ganganagar, only 40 kilometers southwest of Ganganagar. The depression is laying, and it will weaken further today by afternoon as a warmer low pressure area. Because of that, Rajasthan part, mainly the north Rajasthan, is receiving heavy to very heavy rainfall, and is under orange. Further in the north, Jammu region and Himachal also likely to get heavy to very heavy rainfall. Delhi will continue to get light showers.
In Jharkhand, a yellow alert for isolated heavy rainfall has been issued for 8 districts, including Ranchi, while an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall alert has been issued for 6 districts. We have a report on this.
6 districts including Hazaribagh, Giridih, Kodarma and Palamu have been issued orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall in the next 24 hours. Deputy Director and Senior Scientist in Ranchi Met Center Abhishek Anand noted that the rainfall is being driven by a cyclonic circulation and trough system. He told Akashwani that a well-marked low-pressure area over southeast Gangetic West Bengal and adjoining Bangladesh has concentrated into a deep depression. It is likely to move west-northwestwards in the state during next 24 hours, resulting in isolated heavy rainfall accompanied with gusty winds. Jharkhand has already recorded 61% more rain than normal since June 1st. Shilpi, Akashwani News, Ranchi.
Artificial Intelligence AI Appreciation Day is being observed in India today. The day celebrates country's growing role in the global AI landscape. A report.
India's AI journey began in the 1960s with early computer science research. A major step came in 1986 with the Knowledge-Based Computer Systems Project. In the 1990s, organizations like CDAC, Advanced Supercomputing and early AI work. By the 2000s, IT companies such as TCS, Infosys and Wipro began investing in AI while universities built a strong talent pool. The Digital India push in 2015 and Niti Aayog's 2018 AI strategy accelerated growth. Today, India is becoming a global AI leader. Its software talent and access to large data sets help create effective AI solutions. India's diverse needs also provide real-world testing for AI from farming and healthcare to traffic control and public services. To support this growth, the government launched programs like the Skill India AI Portal, National AI Skilling Program and AI Youth Bootcamp. With Mayur Jain, Tripti Srivastav, News Desk.
Indian women's hockey forward Deepika has won the Polygrass Magic Skill Award 2024-25 for her spectacular solo goal against the world number one Netherlands in the FIH Hockey Pro League, the award decided by a global fan vote held from July 4 to 13, celebrates moments of individual brilliance in hockey. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shakun Chopra.
Thank you, Sarabjeet. Almost all newspapers today lead with the inspiring news of Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla concluding his space odyssey and returning to Earth. The Statesman headlines, Shukla home, dragon splashes down safely. The Hindustan Times leads with EAM urges SCO to take stand against terrorism. In the backdrop of retail inflation falling to a low of 2.1%, the Financial Express headline says, rate cut door open, says RBI governor. The Indian Express carries a picture of late marathoner Forja Singh before 114-year-old run ended. Life is beautiful, I don't wish to die. And finally, under the caption, a deep breath, lung full of clean air, the Hindustan Times talks of Delhi breathing cleanest air since 2023. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjeet.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar says India will continue to work to bring perpetrators of Pahalgam terror attack to justice. India urges Bangladesh not to demolish ancestral property of noted filmmaker Satyajit Ray. UIDAI asks parents and guardians to complete mandatory biometric update for children aged 7 and above. Russia downplays Trump's threat to impose 100% tariffs, says Moscow is well equipped to withstand additional sanctions. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rain at isolated places in several states, including Jharkhand, Orissa, Bihar today. And Indian hockey player Deepika bags Polygrass Magic Skill Award 2024-25. And with that, we end the morning news.